Monday, 27th of December, the festivities are over, Christmas is behind us, Boxing Day is behind us, and the rain is behind us. Yesterday on Boxing Day, we had a day of rain, rain, and rain again. But Christmas Day itself was just beautiful. We woke up at about 5 o'clock, that's 5 a.m., with the sun bursting into our windows, and Father Christmas had come as well. I'm staying with some beautiful friends in Durban, just outside Durban, in a place called Kloof. And they've got a beautiful fireplace, and it was laden with Christmas presents. I don't know if Father Christmas is as good to English people as it is to South African people, but I was overwhelmed. And we had a wonderful tradition of my friend actually playing Father Christmas, having a little Father Christmas hat on, and just dishing out all these amazing presents. So we had a beautiful day, and then a wonderful table was laid with opulence, food galore, an amazing, beautiful, biggest turkey I've ever seen, done on a Weber, and it just tasted really, really beautiful. And now, here on the beach, it's hard to believe that finally the sun is out again, here to play with us. And we're at Umhlanga Beach again, which is north of Durban, and it is as beautiful as a couple of days ago when the sun was here. Actually, it was more than a couple of days ago. But what amazes me is that wind, that ceaseless wind that throws 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 big waves, one after the other, just to the shore. And they're coming from all directions. So it is actually quite dangerous to swim here, unless you're on a surfboard. Or what I can see in the distance as well is surfing kites. There are people with kites surfing. It's quite a skillful sport to do, but they're out today because there is a lot of wind. But these waves are coming from left, they're coming from right, and they're breaking even before they come on the beach. And they're just as deep as about, I don't know, there's like 5, 6, 7 rows of waves, and when they break, or just before they break, they have this turquoisey color to it, and this foam which just looks amazing. A few rocks on the beach as well, and the sandiest beach. So you can just sit on one of these rocks and have your feet washed over with this beautiful foam. And it is magnificent. We're quite late today at the beach. It's already past 11 o'clock. But because the wind is so strong, we've got to be extra careful that the sun actually doesn't burn you. We've got loads of suntan lotion on to protect us. And just again looking to the horizon, the industrial ships that are there waiting to either go into the harbor of Durban, or just coming out of the harbor of Durban, or just actually mooring there further away because the harbor is full. It is just magnificent. And behind us, the blocks of flats, the hotels, which people have to stay somewhere. It's not really disturbing because we're just looking out on sea. So, you can swim further down the beach. There are actually 2 flags where you can swim between the flags, but not many people in the water today because it is so rough. The other thing that I've noticed is some animals that I've actually never seen before. They're called blue bottles, and they're a form of jellyfish, which apparently have this big sting, and they're quite painful if you step on one. They've got this long thin tail that they drag behind us, and I think this is a reason why not many people are in the ocean, because if they catch you, they put their long tail around your leg or around your arm, or wherever you've actually made contact with them, and it's apparently even more painful than a normal jellyfish. So not venturing into the ocean today. And a lot of them have been washed onto the sea. And you can see them, you can see masses of them. And you gotta be careful and dodge them and not step on them so that you don't get stung. So I think it's time to just sit down and enjoy the sun.